up-to-date Orange County news on KX at 1 Laguna. Now.
Laguna's entire police force and city council, as well as about 200 residents, came out on Sunday to mark the anniversary of motor officer John Cucci's death in a traffic accident a year ago. At a ceremony outside the police department, a color guard, bagpipe brigade, and the singing of the national anthem provided a touch of pageantry as the mayor and the police chief unveiled the city's newest memorial that honors Cucci and a second officer, Gordon French, who died 60 years earlier. The memorial, a curving bronze sculpture that is intended to symbolize a waving flag, is set in an alcove alongside a tiny bench near the police department's entry on Loma Terrace. Inscriptions set in ribbon-like strips are embedded in concrete around the work. Glass inserts in the sculpture glow at night. Local artists Gerard Stripling and Michelle Taylor, both veterans of other public art competitions, won the $75,000 commission earlier this year and raced to complete the installation in time. Both artists spoke at the ceremony. Taylor says the work is intended to celebrate the accomplishments and sacrifices of the officers. The Laguna Beach Arts Alliance put the seven city council candidates vying to lead our artist colony on the spot Saturday. Members wanted to learn the candidates' stance on topics ranging from whether public art should depict nudes to the town's role in fostering the arts and creativity. Challengers Michelle Hall and John Madison joined incumbents Kelly Boyd and Tony Eisman in supporting a new initiative, a year-round, city-operated cultural arts venue. Boyd suggested renovating the downtown movie theater as a possible location, while Madison thought the downtown tennis courts could make way for the cultural center and possibly find a new home for players on the venue's roof. Eisman proposed a combined arts and visitor center that could also serve as a wedding venue and said land across from Aliso Beach parking lot could work if the city took it over from the county. None of the candidates objected to the representation of the nude human body, though Hall and Madison called for more exciting art and Rob Zersmead called for more risk-taking. After a two-year-long investigation, Laguna police investigators took Los Angeles resident Paul Clark into custody last week for fraud. He now stands accused of siphoning $400,000 in cash from a lender by impersonating the owner of a Laguna Beach home that lacked a mortgage. Police say Clark used sophisticated methods to forge documents and hoodwink the lender into issuing a new mortgage on the home in the 3,000 block of Mountain View. The rightful owner was living elsewhere while the Mountain View home was being remodeled. He discovered the fraud in 2012 when he started receiving foreclosure notices. Locals wasted no time gathering donations for the hurricane that clobbered San Jose del Cabo, our sister city. But getting the pile of goods to the town's stricken residents took a bit of creativity since the town's airport was destroyed by Hurricane Odile last week. Laguna Nursery owner Ruben Flores left for Mexico City on Saturday with a connection to La Paz. From there, he intends to drive to Los Cabos to make the deliveries himself. The Marine Room Tavern was overflowing with patrons Sunday evening, eager to hear the town's newest musical act by longtime local musicians. The 133 Band, made up of all-star music veterans, received a warm welcome in their first public appearance. Their next gig, as you may know, opening for the Beach Boys this Saturday at the Festival of the Arts, presented by KX93.5. That's today's news, courtesy of the Laguna Beach Independent Newsroom. I'm Tyler Russell for KX at One Laguna.